let's go to the government moves to change the rules about mandatory hotel quarantine following pushback from some other members now on the red list and from the European Commission. The Italian ambassador Paolo Serpi went online with his message to the Italian community here. He said the movement of people is sacred in the EU, and he criticised the government's listing of Italy and other member states as selective and discriminatory.
È una misura che ci colpisce, colpisce particolarmente noi e altri quattro paesi dell'Unione Europea. Questi paesi, come sapete, sono Francia, Belgio, Austria e Lussemburgo.
The Italian ambassador to Ireland, Paolo Serpi, and we'll be hearing from him in English with his criticisms of the government's moves and why he believes it is selective and discriminatory to add those EU member states to the 71 countries on the red hotel quarantine list. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, has more on this. So, Micheál, remind us again, what changed yesterday?
From yesterday, it was up to 71 countries went on to that Category 2 list, including EU countries like France and Italy and Luxembourg. So that changed things, and there was a reaction at EU level last night. Now, the correspondence that made its way, as well as the Italian ambassador, as you played there, there was further correspondence from the European Commission that made its way to government buildings, and there were clarity was sought in relation to how does this possibly infringe upon the freedom of movement within the EU, and answers were supplied. I think the government keen to emphasise last night this questions and this series of questions really related to concerns raised by EU citizens, and that the answers were supplied to the Commission. It's being pointed out that this matter was well briefed to other member states and also to the Commission last week as these decisions were made, and it's said too that there was sufficient notice given. So I think that is where it rests, but there is no doubt that this does illustrate in the clearest terms that the quarantine system is in the international spotlight, and it's also, of course, and has caused its own pressures within government in recent weeks.
And judging by what Stephen Donnelly was saying on Primetime last night, the government is not for turning in the short term, although the Taoiseach later making comments that we could be part of a European system in the summer when he was on with Matt Cooper.
Yeah, the Health Minister gave a fairly bullish response to the European Commission series of questions. I think the government in its response was possibly more diplomatic, but they did point out too that this matter wasn't raised when there were phone conversations, a few of them, between the Taoiseach and the Commission President during the week. Yeah, as you said too, that was a serious enough comment from the Taoiseach when he spoke last night about the wider issue and the possibility that during the summer that Ireland could become part of a European system when it came to foreign travel and international travel, saying too that this system that is there at the moment and I suppose took so long to get in place and followed such political pressure in the Dáil, some saying it should go further, he doesn't see that as a medium-term strategy. It is a short-term strategy. That is the feeling among many government ministers as well, and you could sense speaking to many of them last night that there is a hope and even a determination that it won't be there for very long, that there would be a wider EU system in place soon.
And the issue of hotel beds and the availability of hotel beds to meet the demands of passengers, what progress has been made there?
There has been progress made, and from Saturday you will have an extra 300 beds in place. That will bring it to over 900, just under 960 beds available. And then by next week and by the following Monday, that is Monday week, that you would have up to 1,600 beds there. So that means that that system, that online booking system that was paused earlier in the week, that is now open again, and people can book into those hotels from Saturday. So that particular part of the crisis has ended for now at least. And also a fairly significant change, and one that had been pressed for by several government ministers, that is the people who are fully vaccinated. They will no longer have to quarantine in a hotel. They will be able to quarantine from homes and different places. But that was announced by the Health Minister last night. But that will require, I think, a fair bit of work to happen today around the drafting of regulations. And it's not clear yet whether that will be fully completed today. But certainly within the coming days, those people who have all their vaccines won't have to go into hotels to quarantine.
And one other issue in the political arena, Micheál, Sinn Féin facing questions from the Data Protection Commissioner about their voter database.
Yeah, those questions are still there, and the Justice Minister yesterday applying the political pressure and saying that she hopes that those answers will be forthcoming and that the explanations will be in place as to why this particular information has been gathered and how it has been processed. So I think this is one, it was one that would have been a fairly significant part of Dáil debate this week if the Dáil had met, but it's likely to feature prominently next week.
Micheál Lehane, political correspondent at 18 minutes past 7. Thank you.